Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, April 11th. I hope you were on board last week with a couple of nice winners. Trying to do the same this week with a three-race sequence at Gulfstream. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast and the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to us and you by our friends at AmWager, AmWager.com, AmWager.com, a great online legal betting source right now, covering most tracks with lots of perks and tools for the better. If you're not a member, check it out, AmWager.com. You can also get the written version of this Key Races and Bets podcast as a blog at AmWager.com. Clicking on the How to Bet section, and it'll be there. We're going to start the Saturday, April 11th, Key Races and Bets with Race 10 at Gulfstream with a post of 4:54 Eastern. Go-Go Shoes showed a lot of maturity, winning last month in her second career start, stalking second and third early, drawing off by four lengths in a field of 12. She's got a lot of improving to do, and the 80 last race Equibase figure is the third best in the field. The top last race figure in the horse belongs to Born, earned her win, also in career start number two, leading from start to finish and gets the rail. Last Chance for Love earned an 81 figure and also leading from start to finish, so I'm going to root for a pace battle between Last Chance for Love and Born, which puts Go-Go Shoes in a great spot to win. Another contender is Chart, who won after stalking in second in her debut in January, then was overmatched in the Devona Dale Stakes at the end of February. The win in January earned an 83 figure right there with Go-Go Shoes 80 figure, and Chart gets red-hot Tyler Gaffalione for the first time, so all signs are good for a top effort if she runs back to her debut. Byrne has a shot to get the lonely early lead if she can outgun Last Chance for Love. It's tough from the rail, but could be an advantage as well. And Tale of Success, who gets the two post, also has early speed. Maybe even good credence, who is fresh off a six-month layoff. Still, Byrne put in a best of 113 half-mile work coming into the race, and if she clears, she could play Come Catch Me, so I'll reluctantly use her on doubles and pick three tickets. In race 10 at Gulfstream on Saturday, April 11th, with a post of 4:54, win bets. Bet both Go-Go Shoes and Chart at 5-2 or better. Good advantage here because we might have a vulnerable favorite. And when making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool to help you do the work of allocating and proportioning your wagering dollars for the best edge. You can enter the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. And a Dutching tool does the math for you based on the odds. And AmWager has one free among many other great features. For the exacta, box Go-Go Shoes and Chart, and then play another box of Go-Go Shoes, Chart, and Burn. For the double, Go-Go Shoes, Chart, and Burn in race 10 with Supreme Aura, Conviction Trade, and Battle of Blenheim in race 11. And we should play a pick three here using Go-Go Shoes, Chart, and Burn in race 10, Supreme Aura, Conviction Trade, and Battle of Blenheim in race 11, Princess Causeway, Harrisol, and Pacific Gale in race 12. Moving on to race 11 at Gulfstream on Saturday, April 11th, post of 5:24 Eastern. Supreme Aura runs first off the claim by Fox, held out 2 months, basically back at the same level, nothing suspicious about that. The key to the horse being live is Paco Lopez riding with a pretty strong record on just a few starts in the last 15 months for Fox, 10-35. The 6-1 morning line may hold up, but Supreme Aura has only run once on grass in 16 starts, finishing off the board. However, being by Candy Ride, I'm not concerned about the surface. And the win before the layoff versus similar was very sharp with a 106 Equibase speed figure, third best in the field, within 3 points of any of the other two. One of them is Honey Won't, who gets a poor outside post. Supreme Aura ran well three lakh or two before the win before the layoff, so repeating either in the situation helps you run well. Battle of Blenheim is a contender for exotics and the multiple win bets like doubles and pick threes, but he's a poor win bet opening at 9-5. Blenheim won two in a row in December and January before taking 3 months off, but the win in December came off a 4-month layoff, so the layoff is of no concern. Just the same, the wins came at similar levels, and the best of the two earned a 105 figure, right up there with the 106 Sabrina R earned. Again, it's a battle by Lima contender, not a standout, not a good win bet at 95. Conviction Trade is an interesting long shot I have to consider for my wagers, opening at 15-1. He comes back from 3 months off, and his last three races were poor efforts, and we finished 8th, 3rd, and 5th. However, he won his debut, proving he can win fresh in September in a turf route, with a strong rally from 7th of 8 early, and he's working steadily on turf for his return. If this weren't a pretty weak race after the top two contenders, I'd have no interest in Conviction Trade, but at those odds, and with a shot to run back to his debut, I'll give him some respect. In race 11 at Gulfstream, with a post of 5:24 on Saturday, April 11th, the win bet is Supreme Aura at 5-2 or more. The exacta, Supreme Aura, Battle of Blenheim, and Conviction Trade, and the double, if you want to press the pick three, if it's still live, hopefully, if not, definitely play it. Supreme Aura, Battle of Blenheim, and Conviction Trade in race 11, with Princess Causeway, Harrisol, and Pacific Gale in race 12. Moving on to race 12 on this Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, April 11th, in which you can also get the blog. Don't forget the written version. Go to amwager.com, click on How to Bet, and the blog will be on that page. While you're there, if you're not a member, please check out amwager.com. Great betting site, lots of tools for the better, and lots of perks. In race 12, Harrisol is 4-for-13 in her career, with the first three of those coming in the summer of 2018 and the fourth last summer. Still, she may have an edge here worthy of betting her anywhere near her morning line of 6-to-1 on a couple of counts. First, Harrisol returned from 3 months off on February 8th at the level and was set to post at 9-to-5, finishing okay from last of 6-to-3rd, like a horse who was short physically being off a layoff. Then, she was overmatched in the Grade 3 Hurricane Birdie Stakes last month, fading to 7th. Much more realistically placed here, Harrisol gets a big jockey change to Lopez, who rode just once previously when second in the Sunshine Millions distaff at Gulfstream before the layoff. That happens to be the best race she's ever run, so third off a layoff and dropping from stakes back to allowance, she could repeat that effort, which should be good enough to win here, with one exception. The exception is Princess Causeway, who has about the same probability to win as Harrisol, because she also drops from graded stakes to allowance. The only difference is she's making her first start since in November when 7th in the Grade 2 Falls City Handicap, but that was around two turns. Before that, in a sprint, she won handily in allowance company, and she's working well for her debut for the year. Does need the lead to win, which could be very beneficial because JP's Delight, Liza Star, and Jakarta all appear to be need the lead types, which will set up the kick of Princess Causeway as well as Harrisol. And as I said earlier, I'm going to use Pacific Gale for pick three and double tickets as other horses here, but she's tough to bet. She opens at 7-2, probably going to go lower. She hasn't won since October of 2018, which was at Belmont. Granted, her eight races since then have all been stakes, and she should run well, dropping to allowance, but she hasn't been seen since July either. Sayas rides Pacific Gale, and that's a good sign, but I can't trust her to win bet, even though she could come up with an effort good enough to win, particularly if the other contenders don't fire. In race 12 at Gulfstream on Saturday, April 11th, with a post time of 5:54, the win bets bet both Harrisol and Princess Causeway at 5-2 or more. And don't forget to use a dutching tool, which really helps you make a profit by allocating or proportioning your money based on the odds. There's a free dutching tool at amwager.com, among many other perks. For the exacta, we're going to box Harrisol, Princess Causeway, and Pacific Gale. Hey, thanks for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog. Check out amwager.com. We hope you all make some money, and I'll talk to you next week.